with the man, Angels Torrey Hunter. How we doing today?
All right, how you doing, man?
Just fine. Now, for those youngsters out there that's watching this show today that have that ambition of playing Major League Baseball, let them know what was the road for Torrey Hunter to get to the big leagues.
Oh, man, you know, it was pretty tough, man. You had to go through minor leagues, and I was a guy from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. We didn't have a lot of professional players come back and do those camps. I didn't have the instruction, and I really had to learn how to play baseball in the minor league system, and I learned how to hit a slider. I didn't know what a slider was from Arkansas. All I had was a fastball, changeup, curveball. I'd never seen the slider until I got to pro ball, and it was a big stepping stone, and I was able to get over and got to the major leagues and never looked back since.
So to that ball player that thinks that he can just go out there and play 20 games and make it to the big leagues, what would you say to him?
No, hey, you got to be a special kid to play 20 games and then decide to go to the big leagues. You're not going to do that. I mean, you really got to start young and really play the game as much as you can. And you just can't go in there and play 10 games every year and expect to see results and think that you're number one draft pick in the country. You're not going to be that guy. You got to go out there and really learn it. Parents, dads, moms, you got to get your kids out there early, 6, 7 years old, and let them learn the game and watch baseball games. And I know they're boring to watch sometimes, but you got to get out there and watch them and see what these guys are doing, what the pitchers are doing, what the hitters are doing. And I think that really helps out a lot. So it takes forever to learn how to play baseball.
And, you know, I used to coach college ball, and I scouted for 5 major league teams. And I would tell kids that the major leagues, they look at you guys, and they think you get 7 o'clock ball game, you get to the ballpark at 4:30.
Oh,
they don't understand the dues you guys have to pay, number one, to get here, number two, to stay here.
Yeah, well, one thing about it, you know, in basketball, you play every other day or maybe every 2 days or whatever. In football, you play once a week. But in baseball, you play every day. Mm-hmm. 7 o'clock game, you're here at 1:30. Uh-huh. You know, you're here at 1:30 watching film, having meetings.
You guys show up at game time.
No, man, that's what they think. People think we show up at game time. It doesn't work like that in baseball. I never had a time where we just showed up at 5:30 and just got ready for the game and played, unless it was a rainout. But other than that, man, 162 games a year, 6 months, 8 months of baseball, playing every day. I mean, it's a grind on the body. People look at it and say, oh, it's easy, but it's pretty hard. It's pretty tough. I played football, played everything, and this is pretty tough.
And they don't know. I mean, sometimes you pick up that arm and it don't want to come up. You pick the blades up, it don't want to run.
Especially if you're out there in center field and your pitchers are having a rough time, you're going to run. You know, I can come in at like 2:30. I might be 2:30, 2:25. But at the end of the season, I'm like 2:05. I lose so much weight running out the balls and running in that heat in the summer, different things like that. And you're so sore. And I run into a lot of walls. So there's some pain in there, too. So baseball is pretty tough.
Not to mention the travel schedule.
The travel schedule. I mean, if you're married, you have kids, you don't get to see your kids. I mean, it's really tough, a tough game to play. Already, you know, 3 out of 10, you're a hero. 3 out of 10 at your school is a F. 3 out of 10 is your job, you're fired. Football, basketball, you're released. Baseball, 3 out of 10, you're a hero. It's a failing game already, so on top of everything else. So you just got to go out there and accept failure.
Now, for that youngster out there, my show reach a young high school, college audience that's aspiring to be baseball players.
Uh-huh.
What was baseball like for you in high school?
High school, baseball was tough. I was a football player, and I really enjoyed the football, my football time that I played with all the cheerleaders and people screaming and Friday night.
Knew the cheerleaders.
Yeah, I knew the cheerleaders out. The Friday night flights, I mean, it was pretty impressive, man. But baseball, man, was pretty tough in high school, and it was easy. It was easy because I didn't even know how to play the game. I was an athlete, played other sports, but I just went out there and saw ball, hit ball, didn't have the instruction. The one thing about it in high school, I think you got to have a lot of instruction. And me, that I work with a lot of inner city kids, and that's what I see in inner city kids. They don't have the instruction to play the game. And I think we need to do better at that and try to make that happen in inner cities.
So when you crossed over from high school to college, you found out that everybody's good on the college level. Talent don't mean nothing. You got to start using those tools.
Yeah, I signed with the University of Arkansas. I played football and baseball, but I went in the first round with Minnesota Twins, and they paid for my scholarship. So I didn't really go to college. I went straight to pro ball, and I was like 17 years old, and there were men with beards out there. They were 23 years old. I'm like, man, this guy's old, so I had to really learn how to play in my city in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. I was the best. And then you look at these other guys, they were the best in their city. So everybody's good. There's not that one guy that stands out. Everybody stands out, and it was pretty tough competitive-wise.
Okay, so as we wrap up, because we know you got to get ready, take us back to draft day when you got drafted for that Youngsters. What was that like?
Man, it was the best feeling in the world, man. And I would hear about it from the scouts all during my senior year. Scouts would tell me that, you might go in the top three rounds or whatever, the top 20 picks. And I was like, no way, not me. So I signed with University of Arkansas. I wasn't even thinking about pro ball. And June 3rd, 1993, the Minnesota Twins called me. Andy McPhail was the general manager. He's now the general manager with the Orioles. He called me and said, you're drafted by the Minnesota Twins in the 20th round, 20th overall in the country. And I could not believe it. Me, little old me from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And never thought I would play in the major leagues, and God has blessed me big time.
So when you got that call to the big leagues, what was that experience like? You walked in that locker room for the first time and saw your uniform hanging up in the locker room.
Actually, I had a coach by the name of Al Newman in AA, and I was 21 years old, and he called me in the office. He's always joking all the time, and he's like, hey, you going up to the big leagues. I'm like, whatever. And I walked out of his office. He ran after me and grabbed me. He said, dude, you're going to the big leagues. And I could not believe it. It was 1997, August. And I called up to the big leagues and into Baltimore. And I was able to see Cal Ripken and 55,000 fans in Camden Yards in Baltimore. I thought it was the best thing in the world.
Did you pinch yourself?
I did. I pinched myself just to see if it was real. And it was real. And I got up there and I called my family and everybody was crying and happy. I tried to be a man and not cry, but I did. It was pretty impressive. It was a great day.
The coach take your Youngsters behind the scene with the man for the Angels, Torrey Hunter.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.